Swamp Witch Studio Stories presents The Haunting of Sigiswara.
Hold her arms.
I'm trying.
Ouch! I can't. You must hold her still.
Can't you say I'm trying? When she's in her fits, she becomes as strong as a man.
Mount her.
Excuse me?
Climb on top of her to hold her still. There. Six nights. And peaceful sleep continues to elude us. These troubled dreams, if they can be called that, have crept upon the town like a plague. If we do not soon find the cause of this hysteria and subdue it, I fear that more than a good night's sleep shall be lost.
Midwife, is there nothing you can do to ease my wife's slumber? I have endured her restless nights and terrorizing screams, but with no sleep. I am at my wit's end.
These nights are more dreadful for her than you.
I'm not so sure about that.
I have tried, believe me. And I'm still trying. I, too, am overwrought with fatigue and distress. 6 nights have I spent roaming the town, tending to one after another girl, mother, wife, whose nights will not be left in peace.
Is there no tincture, no elixir? No remedy in your store of medicines for this malady.
No, there is no medicine that can heal a wound I cannot see, nor soothe the disease that is trapped inside the mind.
Certainly there is something, some sedative, some salve, something that will break this nightly ritual and give me and my wife a peaceful slumber.
There is nothing that can be done. What I have at my disposal, I have tried.
What about things that are not at your disposal?
You would have me burned for witchcraft over a week's lost sleep.
There will not be a person who would speak against you. I dare say you would be made a saint if there was something, anything, you could do to relieve the strain of these terror-filled nights.
I would be a fool to have not considered certain options, to be sure. But even among the forbidden books, there's little to offer in the way of a remedy.
A saint, I tell you, a saint, if you can find any way to return this town to its nightly slumber.
Husband.
Oh, I am here, dear wife. Be at peace. Please, be at peace.
He was there again. Midwife, I tried to stay awake. I tried to pray. I tried to put anything at all in my mind but those awful visions. But I fell asleep, and as soon as my eyes closed, he was there.
He?
I don't know. That there is no gender to the face. It is like a mask, and there is a black hood and cape. He is ominous, overbearing.
Has it spoken to you? Has he spoken to you?
No. He never speaks. It never speaks. Oh, God, I don't even have a name for...
The figure.
Yes. The figure.
A name gives it power, presence. We just call it the figure.
It haunts my thoughts. Even in my waking hours now, the figure has become my constant companion.
You see it in your waking hours?
No! But I fear him in my waking hours, because I know he is there waiting for me as soon as my eyes close. I fear now even to blink. Tonight it was as before. I was sitting alone in the middle of a field crying.
Crying? What for?
I don't know. I was just crying. There was such an ache, such an all-consuming sadness, and then it appeared. The figure. And the sorrow that washed over me was so great. It was as though I had never been sad before. Not truly. Not until now had I known sadness. Nor would I ever recover from it. There was nothing but sadness in the whole world. Then, suddenly, I was standing atop the clock tower. The one here in town, toes to the very edge. I looked behind me, and there was the figure. He didn't say a word. But I know that he expected me to throw myself off the tower. And I did. It was horrible. As I fell, all of time stopped, waiting for me to hit the ground. But I didn't. I just kept falling. I fell through all of time and was still falling through blackness, all alone and still falling. Even now, I still feel that sensation of falling. Like the ground is not solid beneath my feet.
My love, I will not let you fall. You're safe here with me.
Other women I have tended have also talked about a cloaked and hooded figure that evokes strong emotions, sensations that course through their bodies.
Then certainly, midwife, this is some sort of mass hysteria, some sort of shared delusion of the women of the town.
Or the devil himself has come to play us for sport.
But we are a pious town. On the whole, we are not easy marks for possession. No, some frenzy has set in amongst the women.
Perhaps it is our very piousness that has brought the devil to our door. Or something even more ancient and darker than the devil.
Do not speak that way in front of my wife. She's distressed enough without talk like that.
Back to your beds to bear through until dawn. At day's first light, we will certainly gain some clarity in the matter, or at least some relief from the darkness of the night. I must go.
I have come to dread my bed and the darkness, as I did when I was a child.
Come, my love. I will bear you to bed, and there I will lay with you until the sun's rays brush across the floor, and with it bring sweet relief.
To you. The bundle of leather you ordered.
Ah, yes. My husband has been waiting on this. He has an order from a town elder he is eager to start. A fine pair of boots, and a fine price, too. We were expecting this a week ago.
Yes, I am afraid that is my fault. Well, it is here now. May we receive payment for this lot today?
This is a smaller lot than we expected.
Yes. I am afraid that, too, is my fault. Lately, I have not been well. That is, my nights have been troubled, making it difficult for my husband to work. Thus, the delay and the smaller lot. My apologies.
I understand many in the town are having troubled nights.
The midwife says she spends all her nights going from house to house, tending to the worried sleepers.
The screams echoing through the streets at night are alone enough to drive a person to terror. My sympathy to you and your husband.
Yes, it is a very, very troubling time. So, might we have payment today for this delivery?
I shall speak to my husband about it. We can send over our assistant later today if he agrees. That is, if she comes to work today.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
You are growing up to be big and strong, like your father. Are you learning to make fine shoes as well?
He is a fine worker, helping to lace the shoes and shine them.
That is good. A child should be a good helper to his father and mother.
Pardon me, ma'am. My apologies.
You're late again. In 2 years of employment, you have never been late, but suddenly this week...
It's the dreams, ma'am. My nighttime is a terror right now. Even when I wake, their images haunt me through to morning.
Mine are the same. I often don't realize I've awakened. The fear is still so real, so overwhelming.
I can't quite catch my breath.
Yes.
She has been speaking nonsense about these nightly terrors.
There is nothing nonsensical about them.
Hooded figures compelling me to do horrific things.
Dreadful, all-consuming panic. Just thinking about it fills me with such anxiety that I fear the day's light waning, even at this early hour.
And each night seems to get more terrifying. Last night, when I finally closed my eyes, what I saw was so awful, so... I was running through the streets of town, chased by these figures. These horrifying figures. Black, hooded, masked, unnervingly tall. Too tall for any human. Then I tripped and fell. The figures were upon me, binding my arms and leading me away. Then suddenly I was stuck, from the waist down. My arms were bound and the figures, those hooded figures, were tormenting me, pulling me in one direction and another, never making a sound. Silent, sinister, and silent. And just as I can find no more energy to fight them off, I begin to sink. To sink into the ground. Then, as if I have dropped into a completely new dream, I am standing on a long, narrow path, and the figures are there, prodding me along this path with sticks and whips. It is dark and cold, and I don't know what lies at the end of the path. But I know it is a terrible, terrible fate. I wake screaming, unable to catch my breath and unable to return to sleep. I can't shake the fear from my mind.
Yes, yes. It is the same for me. And my poor husband, he can't sleep for my screams. He tells me what sleep I do get is so fitful he fears I might harm myself for all the thrashing about.
Yes, I wake terrified and completely drenched in sweat.
What sleep I eke out in the small hours of the morning is so light, and my mind is so troubled. I spend my days absolutely exhausted. Surely this is some curse.
Or has the devil himself come to make us pay for some misdeed?
Child, take this to your father. I will not have my child alarmed by your inappropriate talk. He has enough trouble with his own nightmares. He doesn't need the two of you feeding his imagination with the silly talk of hooded figures and... A child's already quite capable of conjuring up his own monsters. He doesn't need your contributions.
I am sorry to have spoken out of place. Please accept my apologies.
And mine, ma'am.
You will mind your tongue around my son, or you will find yourself out of a job.
Yes, ma'am.
The elders or the midwife will find a solution soon.
I fear that really, it has only just begun.
Perhaps if you slept on the floor, do you think having the feeling of stone underneath you all night would help ease the nightmares?
I don't know, husband.
Or perhaps we could devise a way to keep you upright. What if we tied you firmly to a chair? Perhaps being upright would keep these terrors at bay.
It is worth a try. At this point, I am willing to try anything. I've come to truly hate the night, haunted as it is.
I can't stand to see you so ill at ease, and to greet each night with such trepidation. Oh, dear wife, I am beside myself.
And I too, sweet husband. I am so tired. And yet I am too fearful to surrender to sleep peacefully.
What of the tea the midwife gave you?
I have drunk it.
And the prayers the priest told you to pray?
I have prayed them.
How are you feeling?
Overwrought.
Would that I could take this cup from you.
Sweet husband, I wouldn't have you bear it. I shall sleep tonight on the floor. Perhaps the feeling of stone on my skin will ground me and keep the figure at bay.
Then I shall sleep on the floor with you.
No, husband. You need your rest.
And you need yours. Let me wrap you in my arms. And that way we shall drift off to sleep, you and I. You and I. Alone. I cannot take it any longer. In her terrors last night, she beat me like an unruly dog. And the night before that, she had me nearly dangling from the window before I could wake her to her senses.
We are well aware that something must be done to calm the terrors. I myself cannot sleep with the screams up and down the streets. They bounce off the walls and the hills and drive me quite nearly insane.
Elder, you must take action. The council must take steps to do something.
Do what precisely? There seems to be no explanation for why this terror has gripped our town. Nor does there seem to be an explanation for why some are afflicted while others are not.
We know that only women are afflicted with this night terror. Does that not provide some clue, some proof?
The only proof it provides is that which we already know. Women's constitution is weak and prone to hysteria. Their inability to think for themselves becomes fodder for this, whatever this is, to spread like an infection through the town. One woman shares with another her night's terrors. Suddenly that other woman becomes likewise afflicted with nightly terrors, and on until, well, until nearly the entire population of women in this town have driven themselves mad.
I don't recall the last time I slept well or sat in this much quiet. Oh, I envy you for your solitude.
Since you've had so little sleep, perchance, have you cast your gaze into the night sky?
I don't understand.
Have you noticed anything unusual in the nighttime sky?
Well, I can't say that I... Wait. A few nights ago, I wandered into the street to get some fresh air while the midwife attended to my wife, and there was a bright star I had not seen before. A bright star.
Yes, a very large star. Too large, in fact.
It did seem grossly out of place. But I am not a man of study. What do I know of such things? It was a bright star.
The Lord, in his infinite wisdom, placed the universe in order. When there is disorder, it is not the work of the Almighty.
But the work of the devil.
Precisely.
So, the star is... It's not a star?
It is not part of the proper order of things. Now, there are indications in the Bible of celestial events, such as when the Lord stopped the sun during the battle between his people and the Amorites, so that his divine plan would be fulfilled. And, of course, the Star of Bethlehem. But this is something altogether unnatural.
And if that is the case, then we must rip it out, root and all.
But how do you call down the devil from the sky?
So what? Are we doomed to this living hell?
For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
I don't understand.
The Gospel of Luke. Jesus foretold the end of the world. Them that give suck.
Women.
There shall be great distress in the land.
Dear God.
And there shall be signs in the stars.
The bright star in the sky. The one that is out of place.
Out of its natural order.
If it is not the work of the devil, it is the end of days.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. There is another possibility that I have entertained. Perhaps the women have been bewitched into madness.
Witchcraft?
Yes.
That could be to blame.
Perhaps if we were to make an example of some of them.
And who exactly should be made the example? Your wife?
It is evil. Elder, pure evil that has descended upon this town.
I don't disagree.
How can there be no solution, no remedy?
The elders have had long consultations with the midwife about this...
Haunting. This haunting. We are haunted.
Yes, this haunting. But she...
Perhaps the midwife is to blame. She has tended to the stricken women, yet the problem has only grown.
She has suggested that this could be a plague. A plague of the mind.
Then perhaps we lock all the ones affected into the towers until their madness passes or a cure is found.
Even your wife?
Even my wife. We are all afflicted, aren't we? I have this feeling of...
loneliness.
A sense of being alone, but with no emotion attached to it.
An abyss of emptiness.
God has abandoned us, hasn't he, Elder?
I believe that's it, ma'am, unless there's something else you need.
Shh. Don't wake the child. He's been so fitful this afternoon. I'll have to get my husband to come carry him up to bed.
I could do it, ma'am.
I suppose, if you think you could manage it.
Oh, yes. I still help my father when his livestock needs wrangling. He's no bigger than the baby calf that was birthed last week.
Well, if you are sure, I suppose that would be helpful. My husband doesn't like to be disturbed when he's working.
A soggy walk home tonight.
You are welcome to stay the night, if that would be preferable.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Shh.
Sorry.
There are blankets in the back room. It stays rather warm in there, what with the chimney and the windows. You're welcome to gather up some hay from the barn to make a softer pallet, if you'd like.
That won't be necessary, ma'am. I'm accustomed to the floor.
A good, firm surface is best for me. Yes. Well.
I'll get the wee one up to bed.
Such a night is a time for demons and devils. Please, please, I beg you to just leave me. Leave me. Leave me! Please. Why are you doing this?
Sweet Lord, no! No, no, no! No! No!
If the afflicted person presents in a lather with a rash spreading across the cheek... No! I am at a loss. If a remedy to these troubles is not found soon, the terror will creep its way into the waking hours of the town, and then who knows what kind of chaos will reign. I look, And I look every day I am at these books, searching for an answer. And nothing. Nothing. Reports from neighboring towns experiencing hysteria, but nothing on the scale of what we have here. Perhaps... no! And... oh, and then just perhaps, yes. Yes, here, yes. Yes, here. And the sky was alight, as if two suns illuminating the sky. And then, several nights henceforth, there appeared in the sky strings of light, piercing the darkness and falling toward earth. It was at this time that many unnatural behaviors of man and beast were noted. A second sun in the sky. Strings of light falling to earth. Mass hysteria through the town. This is either the work of the devil or the work of a god. But can these unusual celestial events be the cause of this madness? Can the heavenly bodies hold such sway over the mind of man? Or has the madness nothing at all to do with the machinations of the stars? And why am I not affected? How is it nearly all the women of the town are troubled in their sleep? Except me? Rich and poor, friend and foe, young and old, all equally affected. But none of the children. And none of the men. And not I. The elders have demanded a remedy. I'll be run out of town and exiled, or worse, if I cannot find a reason. And a cure. You've come. For me. No, I feel new terror. What are you? From where did you come? And where can we send you to free our town of your nightly hauntings? Know this, Dark Spectre. I will uncover your secrets. I will learn how you haunt the dreams of this town, and I will rid you from it. Even if in so doing, I breathe my last.
How long?
I don't...
How long?
If you'll allow me, sir...
No. How long have you been afflicted? You and your husband came to me, pretending piety, proposing an unscrupulous plan, and now I discover you are hiding your own infirmity?
Please don't take my child from me.
I have no intent... What will be done with you, I do not know. But know this, your lies to me will not recommend moderation when redress for this deceit is sought. I will discuss this further with your husband.
This way, sir. Just through here.
My child?
Is asleep in his bed upstairs.
There is nothing more we can do. And pacing will do nothing but wear on my patience and her nerves. Now go. Get out and leave me to my job.
But I feel that my presence helps to calm her. All right, I'll go. But I'll not go far. Yes, I am leaving. I am gone.
Rest now.
Have you come for me? Or for her? Either way, you'll not find your task so easy. I am not one to go easily into the darkness, and I'll be damned if I let you take one of my charges without a nasty fight. You may go. You may go. Did you hear me? Go. Leave this place.
Is everything all right?
Do you see the figure? Do you see it now in this room?
No, of course not. It's a figment of the imagination. It only exists in our dreams. Though how an entire town dreams of the same ghost, I do not know.
Go. For now, your wife is resting peacefully, and you need to let her do so for as long as she is able. Why? Why do only I see you? This town echoes with terror each night, yet you stand before me, and I am not. I am not filled with terror. Why do I not run, screaming at the sight of you? Are you a ghost? A monster? A demon?
What happened? I heard screams coming from our window that sounded... Oh, God, they sounded otherworldly. Demonic. I've never heard a sound like that before, and I pray to God I never will again.
Your wife's screams sounded like that?
Yes! I mean, that is to say that the screams were coming from here, from our window, and when I came in, my wife was... Oh, my sweet, my sweet...
What did it sound like?
What?
What? Did the sound you heard, what did it sound like?
Like, I don't know, like all the horrifying places of your mind wrapped into one dreadful scream. It was death, disease, and loneliness, and loss, and it was a scream that seemed to come from the very pits of hell.
And then you came running to find your wife screaming in bed, again.
And now she is sleeping peacefully.
That sound you heard, are you sure it came from this window?
I would swear to it.
I do not think the sound you heard was your wife.
Well, it was not you. And there is no one else here.
Now.
What do you mean?
There is no one else here. Now.
But there was a moment ago? Midwife, you make no sense.
The figure was here. In this room.
What do you mean?
I see the figure in my waking hours, and only when I am awake.
Then you must be in cahoots with it.
No. No, I swear it. I am not in league with this demon, this ghost, monstrosity.
Witchcraft! Must be some sort of witchcraft with your herbs and tinctures.
I am not a witch.
Then it's consort.
No!
Then how do you see it?
I don't know.
Why is your sleep not also riddled with terrible dreams?
Because I do not sleep.
What?
Because I do not sleep. Oh, my God, I do not sleep. I have not slept in days. How is that possible? Why have I not noticed?
You are a witch or a demoness come to our town to destroy us.
I have attended the birth of every child in this town for well nigh 20 years now. I stood in this room when your son was born, and I was here with you when he passed from this life. Your father and his father before him made the leather for my mother's midwifery bag and her mother's before that. We grew up playing together in those streets just there, outside this window. I am no witch! I am no demoness. I have not come to destroy anything, but clearly this town, our town, is haunted by a specter of darkness whose intent I do not know. But I fear it, for I believe it means not to depart this town until some terrible destiny is fulfilled.
You must be some sort of key or harbinger. Something in you is the answer to ridding it from our town.
Do you think that has not crossed my mind? In fact, my greatest fear is precisely that. That there is something about me that is keeping it locked here in this town.
We must bring this to the elders.
I beg you, do no such thing. Please, I am seeking a solution. I am looking for an answer. But I beg you, do not bring this information to the elders.
Midwife? Midwife? I am told you are here. Midwife, please, come quickly.
I cannot make such a promise.
Midwife, please, you must come quickly.
What is it? You are white as a sheet.
It's my mistress. She is beside herself. You must come, and quickly.
Yes, yes, of course.
We are in the middle of something now. You will leave us be until I am quite finished with her. My wife...
I will return when I can. Until then, wait here with your wife.
Stay back. Stay back, or by all of heaven's fury, I will rain down such vengeance on you that the sun will turn black. Fires will burn ice cold, and the sky will send down ash to cover you in a suffocating blanket of horrible death.
Do you see what I made?
What is that?
One of her husband's tools.
Where is her child?
Upstairs.
It is you. It has been you all along. I knew it. I knew it. From the day we brought you into our house, you have been working against me, trying to weasel your way into my child's heart. Into my husband's bed.
What? No! What do you mean? I am your loyal assistant. Nothing more.
Liar! What have I... Oh, my God. I didn't... I can't
I need
have...
towels. Bandages.
I don't feel...
No. No, 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 no!
She was not in her right mind.
Exactly. Which is why you can understand that we need to know what risk is posed by allowing her to remain free.
She poses no greater risk than any of the other people haunted by these visions.
Women. They are all women.
Yes, as far as we know, they are all women.
Perhaps it is time to consider some of the more drastic options that we have discussed.
What? Locking up all the women of the town. To what purpose? And is that what you want to do? Lock up the lot of them in the midst of their paranoia? That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
But you understand that we cannot risk losing more lives to these visions, don't you?
This incident just proves that the dreams are crossing too far into the daily life of the people who are afflicted.
I understand that your role is to consider the well-being of the town as a whole, but I do not see
how... Answer me this. You were there when the woman was killed. Do you believe it was murder?
I cannot say.
It seems like a simple enough question. Was the dead woman murdered?
Yes. Yes, she was murdered. That is a ridiculous question. The question you should be asking is by whom? Who was the murderer? That is your question.
All right, then. Who murdered the dead woman?
There were three women in the room, and one of them is now dead. That leaves two suspects. And right now, you are not the first choice of the Elders' Council. However...
Are you speaking for the Elders now?
I will speak as I wish, woman!
There were three women in the room, yes. But you know as well as I that there was another presence in that room.
Of what does she speak?
It is nothing.
No. You will answer me. What does she mean? There was another presence in the room.
The figure. I assume she means the figure.
Is that indeed of what you speak?
Yes.
The figure was in the room as well. Did you see it?
No.
But have you seen it?
Yes.
When have you seen it? Midwife, are you also afflicted with these visions?
No.
No, not exactly.
No. She does not suffer the night terrors of the other women of the town. The midwife sees the figures as she walks about during the day, fully awake.
Is that true, midwife?
Yes, it is true.
Well, this is interesting news indeed.
I see it right now.
Excuse me.
Right now. I see the figure standing next to you, and also to you.
Would you like to explain to me why I should not have you bound right here and sent immediately to the pyre to be burned as a witch?
Because you know I am no witch. Elder, you know this town is suffering from something that cannot be explained by forces currently known. You also know that the murder of the cobbler's assistant has less to do with a criminal act or insanity than it does with this supernatural phenomenon.
Supernatural. Yes. And I hasten to add that the Council of Elders has been asking you for an answer. A remedy. A resolution to this, and you have yet to provide one.
You are right. I have not been able to provide one.
And yet you stand here and accuse me and an elder of seeing visions of this figure?
I know you are haunted by the figure because I can see it. Standing next to the both of you right now, just as it always does. It just stands there. Menacingly. Does it speak to you? I can tell from the look on your face you feel its presence. Does it speak to you?
No. It just makes me... I feel things that don't come from anything I can explain.
As though it can plant things in my head, but I don't see it exactly. It's more like a presence. The feeling of someone looking over my shoulder. But I turn around and there is no one there.
Yes. Yes, I sense there is a presence. And a force to create a description of it. It is just like what the women describe seeing in their dreams. The nightmares.
And I can see it as it moves through the town.
Where does this leave us?
I don't see how we can hold either of the women responsible for the murder. These are odd times, and perhaps now is best to hold tightly to those we know, those we trust, and hope for the best.
And what of these visions? Have either of you shared this with anyone? Is the entire Elders Council also beset by these same visions, or rather these feelings?
I do not know, but it is a matter we shall discuss.
And what are we to do? Pray and hope that no one else is so afflicted by a dream that they begin to attack another person?
That is exactly what we do. We pray.
And remain watchful.
Yes. It is time we look after our own. Return to work. Proceed as if these terrors do not exist. And hopefully, God will grant that soon they do not.
Good morrow.
Good morrow to you.
Another fine bundle for my husband this week?
Yes. Yes, we hope you will find it to your standards.
Always. Your husband does such fine work.
Thank you. As does yours.
Thank you. I will add this to our bill that we owe you.
The end of the week is fine as usual.
Thank you.
I've seen you. I've seen you walking through the streets with your fancy friends. I hear what you say when you think I can't hear.
Your childless home must be so cold and lonesome at nights. How can you bear the agony of that emptiness? By fantasizing about taking my child for your own, that is how, isn't it? How many children have you taken from their families? How many?
Lording it over me that you married up. Do not think I don't remember where you started. What you used to long to wear the fine clothes of real ladies like I did. Just because you married into...
Tomorrow, midwife, what can I do for you today?
Are you both feeling quite well?
Yes, of course.
Yes, midwife. Thank you for your concern.
You are both slightly out of breath, and... Well, you'll pardon me for saying, but you're both in a bit of disarray.
Yes. Yes, I suppose we are. Isn't that odd?
Odd.
Is there anything else odd?
No, I can't think of a thing.
Nor I.
Have either of you been visited by the figure?
Not since waking.
Yes, yes, I only see it in my dreams.
I see. Why don't you head back to your home now? I'm on my way there, and you know how your husband takes to unannounced visitors during his workday.
Yes, I shall. Thank you, midwife.
And for you, I just needed to drop off this letter.
Oh, yes. Thank you, midwife. Thank you for your delivery. We will send payment over the end of the week.
That will be fine. Goodbye.
I will walk with you. There was nothing odd at the cobbler's just now?
No. It was all quite routine. I dropped off our regular delivery. We exchanged niceties, and then you arrived.
I see.
If anything was odd, it is your behavior, to be quite honest, midwife.
My behavior?
Yes, everything is back to normal. Of course, I am visited nightly by the figure, but I have learned to live with it, as have we all. Honestly, midwife, your anxiety is more worrisome than the figure.
Please, you must listen to me. Once we return to your home, you should lock yourself securely inside for the night. Do not venture out, nor should your husband go forth tonight. Nay, in fact, any night henceforth until these visions depart from us. I fear what their persistence has done to the people of this town. You all walk around as if the horrors of the night are perfectly acceptable.
Midwife, our nights are as they should be. There is a reason for everything, and we have all learned to cope. This abundance of caution for some forthcoming doom is nonsensical, to say the least. We cannot be held captive by your suspicions, nor by a silly, if ferocious, nightly specter. Honestly, we were all acting like children, startled by a fairy tale's monsters.
Look around you. Do you not see it in the eyes of everyone in this town? Robbed of sleep and of peace of mind for over 2 weeks now. And you have all decided this is how things are supposed to be. Look at your fellow townswomen. Not a sang look amongst you. The fairy tale is that you have decided to accept this.
Perhaps this is what God has in store for us. There are, after all, things that we cannot explain.
Please, I am begging you. There is nothing godly in this curse. Heed my warning and keep yourself inside and tell others to do the same. I feel something creeping upon us, and we must keep our wits about us if we are to make it to the other side.
I shall return to my house and announce to my husband that you are on your way. I trust that you will not share the same ridiculous notion with him. What we do and where we go after that is none of your business.
What has happened to the sky? Looks as if the stars are raining down upon the earth, like a shower of heavenly light. It frightens me. Beautiful, but frightening. surprised to see you so late.
I will no longer tolerate your torture. I will no longer be the subject of your torment and oppression.
By the time we found her, she had been dead for some time.
I don't understand.
Has she said nothing to you?
No. Nothing at all.
The last time I spoke to her, she acted as if I were the one out of my mind.
Where is she? Where is her body? I would like to see her, and I need to make preparations to bury her.
I am sorry. But all the bodies of the dead are to be burned.
Oh.
What has happened this night is a terrible curse, and we cannot be too careful that all the evil is rid from the town.
I don't understand.
It is a common practice to burn anything suspected of being connected to...
No, I don't understand why she... Oh, God, she was terrified of heights.
There were 20 women who hanged themselves from the top of the tower. And one man. One of the town's elders.
She had dreamt of something like that, you know. That she was being tortured and was hung off the top of the clock tower by a rope. But it was always the cobbler's wife who was the tormentor. Where is she? Well, perhaps she has something to do with this.
She is dead also.
Oh.
Her eye... She had an injury that overcame my medical capabilities. She died shortly after the attack.
The attack?
Your wife, in what we believe to be her final act prior to hanging herself, strode up to the cobbler's wife and plucked out her eye. A neighbor saw it unfold from their window.
Oh, God! This is too great a burden to bear!
We are still counting the other dead and accounting for the living. This will be a task to span several days, I am sure. What happened tonight is nothing short of a plague. The Elders' Council has sent for the bishop to come with some brethren to conduct an exorcism and to oversee the burning of the bodies.
And what am I to do?
You are to carry on, as are we all. We will do what is necessary, and then we will carry on. What other choice do we have? Of course, there will be a period of mourning, but we can ill afford any more townsfolk to slip into insanity. We must carry on.
I do not find comfort in that.
In time, perhaps you will. For tonight, your wounds are too fresh. And there is much to be done. Come, those of us who have survived are gathering in the Furrier's Guild Hall.
The Haunting of Sigi Swara, written and directed by Clara Harris. Featuring Terry Schwab as the husband, Rita Height as the wife, Tamara Deering as the mother, Megan Massey as the assistant, Paul Kerr as the elder, and Clara Harris as the midwife. This is Swamp Witch Studio Stories. Learn more and connect with us at swampwitchstudio.com.